Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I don't think you can do anything else but have hot fun today because our heat index is going way up. So just a reminder, please, please stay hydrated today. Stay in the cool as much as you can. It's going to be a hot one all week long. Speaking of ways to get cool and get a little relief, the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department have got us covered this summer season. Brittany Hughes is here. She is the Marketing and Outreach Coordinator. Hey, Brittany. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, it is so hot outside today.
Stinking hot, they say.
I made a joke about it last month, and this month it's still accurate. It is hot outside.
Yes, it is. It is. So please be careful. But we have some ways to get relief, and you've got a lot of fun programs this summer that y'all have set up. And I just want to remind folks, too, that a lot of these programs, when you think of parks and recreation, my first thought is kids. But I have to say, you've got it covered from little ones all the way to the ones that are a little bit older, those seniors.
Yes, just a little bit older than our preschool.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Our senior programs start actually at 50 and better.
Wow.
So you are so right. Yeah. Those ages are so much better than our preschoolers. But so Meg, as you were saying, Parks and Recreation is for all ages. Of course, we've got our 93 parks throughout the city limits.
Which still, every time you say that, blows my mind.
It really does.
I don't think of City of Pensacola being back that big, but then to have 93 parks available to us.
Yeah, City of Pensacola is actually pretty small to have up to 93 parks.
Well, yes.
Including, you know, two public pools, and then our splash pads, and then, of course, our resource centers. So it is so incredible to offer all these services for the City of Pensacola residents and visitors.
Well, the big pool that I can see from the I-10 overpass, that's open, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was so excited to see that the Roger Scott pool was back open again.
Yes, we're so excited to be able to open back up Roger Scott pool. It was really a bummer to not be able to open it up for Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
But we're so happy that we were able to work with the Florida Department of Health and our other partners to be able to get that back open and actually open on July 4th.
Perfect.
Swim and camp swim. So camp swim is in the middle of the day throughout the week, but open swim is in the morning and the afternoons. Or later afternoons throughout the week. And of course, we've got the weekend swim as well with open swim all day.
Nice. Well, we're going to talk about some of the different activities that they've got scheduled. But one of the things I told Brittany, we should probably mention where a lot of these resource centers actually are.
Yes. So today we're actually going to be talking about our dance programs at Gull Point Resource Center, which is actually in the northeastern side of Pensacola, right beside Highway 90. So let's see, it's off of Creighton Road.
Okay,
The Gull Point Resource Center is off of Creighton Road. But we also have other centers. So for example, we have Bayview Park, which is one of our destination parks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right off of Bayou Tahar.
Very pretty setup there.
It's so pretty. Right there, we've got an event center, which is Bayview Community Center. In the back of Bayview Community Center, one thing some people don't know about is our kayak and paddleboard rentals.
You know, I just heard about that this summer.
Yes.
I didn't realize y'all were doing that.
Absolutely.
From there, which is so great.
It is behind Bayview Community Center.
Is there a fee
right
for that?
Right on Bayou Tahar, and your rentals start at $25.
Oh, that's pretty cheap.
It really is, and that's for a kayak. And we have tandem kayaks as well, although we do recommend more experienced kayakers take tandem kayaks.
Yeah.
Because they are a little bit more unstable. But yeah, right there at Bayview, we've got the dog beach. We've got two dog parks beside the dog beach.
Well, which is great.
Besides,
it's right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
adjacent to.
Thank you. And then we've got tennis courts and, of course, the public park with an awesome, mm-hmm. awesome playground. So,
and the senior center.
And the senior center, of course.
Yes.
How could I forget that?
Yes.
The senior center is such an important amenity there because we are one of the only senior centers in the greater Pensacola area that serves ages 50 and older.
Really? Okay.
And most, if not all, of our programs are free.
Yeah.
For our seniors. As in, if they are not free, they're like 50 cents. Or if it's not free, it might be because it's a field trip to mm-hmm. see, for example, the Pensacola Little Theater.
They just did that this weekend,
didn't
they? Just see the Little Mermaid.
Yes.
I saw that. I thought that was so cool.
And for those tickets are only $20 with transportation and concessions included.
That's incredible.
It is so incredible what Addie and our senior center staff has done.
And I know Addie well. She's a big theater person.
Incredible. But they have been able to connect us with the local theater, you know, mm-hmm. groups around. So we have a very extensive performing arts lineup for our senior centers.
It's great. Part of that is just being able to, you know, for a lot of seniors, they find themselves alone or their families live out of town. And so this is such a great way when you take a trip on a Sunday afternoon and go to see the theater, and then you meet new people, you meet new friends. And that's really important, the socialization.
And it's it is so important to keep your mind young as far as that socialization. But also, if you do have transportation to where we're going for any of those trips, we do have an option to buy your tickets and then just meet us there.
Oh, cool.
At the theater. So that was one of the comments that I saw on Facebook recently. And of course, you can always meet us at those locations and still get your friendly time in, friend time.
Yeah.
And then enjoy the show with the group.
So very good.
It is so cool. But I did want to move on to Cobb Resource Center. So Cobb is kind of in the center of Pensacola underneath I-110.
Mm-hmm.
And it is off of Mallory Street.
Okay.
So Cobb is where, for example, it's right a few blocks away from Cecil Hunter Swimming Pool.
Yes, so I saw that was convenient. Open too. Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got the any of the events that we have under I-110, or if we have any projects under I-110, we go to Cobb Resource Center for that public information session. So that kind of gives you an understanding. If you're anywhere around I-110, Cobb Resource Center is probably where you would be going.
Okay.
But just south of Cobb is actually Woodland Heights Resource Center. I'm so sorry. That's north.
It's north. Yeah. I was going to say, wait a minute.
Thank you. So Woodland Heights is kind of on the intersection of Fairfield and I-110. It is actually tucked away in that Woodland Heights neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot see it off of Fairfield Drive. But if you go in and it's off of Berkeley Drive, it is a very quaint little resource center where they host after-school programs. They host our summer camps. That's one of the locations there. But they also have awesome activities for families to do periodically through the month.
So nice. Have, okay.
A family night where they have once a month, and then they have other events that they host just at that resource center. So if you're located at any or around any of these resource centers, please look up them, contact them, please visit our resource centers, and go in and just ask what's going on. Because every one of these resource centers is located in a different section of Pensacola,
right,
which is really important because that means they're serving a different target market.
Mm-hmm.
And so the what's happening at Vickery Center or what's happening at Woodland Heights is completely different than what's happening at Cobb. So it's so cool to be able to offer such vast programming within these resource centers.
And you have a website you can go to find out about all the things that are happening
in
Pensacola. And
it's so easy to remember. It's playpensacola.com.
That's it. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Brittany Hughes. She is the outreach coordinator and marketing director for the city of Pensacola for the Parks and Recreation Department. So if you've got a question for her about a class or something that you maybe saw that's coming up, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. So still a lot going on this summer. We're not through yet, are we?
We are not through. I haven't even
she just gave me a point. Look like, are you kidding me? No. So tell us a little bit about what's going on.
So I did want to mention, I did just say Vickery Resource Center. Vickery is actually located right by Roger Scott Pool. Which is what I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so cool to be able to offer all these programs in all of these different locations within such a small city. And I say small, everyone knows everyone. And that's what I've realized. So I say small with a very light tone there. But I want to talk about something specific, Meg.
Okay.
So July 18th, we were supposed to have Movies in the Park.
Oh, I think I know what happened.
Yep, I think I know what happened too. The rain. It did rain.
Yeah.
It did storm. Now, granted, the Blue Angels show was glorious.
Isn't that funny? But yours was in the evening.
Mine was in
the
evening.
Storms came
and the storms came through. So they came through right as everyone was leaving from the Blue Angels show, and they just didn't get out of the area in time. So, unfortunately, we did have to reschedule or postpone July 18th Movies in the Park to August 15th.
Excellent. Okay, so that's not bad.
No, it's not. And we have not lost that opportunity for the community to get together and enjoy some activities, some fun games, and then a movie under the stars. So what's happening is this Saturday, we have our August 1st event.
It's August 1st this Saturday.
I know.
Wow.
This Friday is our last day of summer camp.
Wow. Okay.
It is absolutely
flown by.
Flown by. Absolutely. I'm flabbergasted every time someone says August is next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that Movies in the Park this Saturday as regularly scheduled on August 1st. And the games are from 6 to 8 p.m. And the water slides, face painting, that is included from 6 to 8 p.m. But we also have a movie playing. This weekend, we are playing Up. UP.
Oh, I love that
movie.
The
house that flies with the balloons. I love
Such
that movie.
A great
I think that's
story.
A great love story.
Yes.
It is an incredible movie. And our kids did vote on it. That was actually the runner-up.
Oh, really?
So what happened, we were originally going to be showing Mario Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, the license that we usually purchase for these movies were what was pulled
right.
for that. So
right.
unfortunately, that movie is no longer available for us to purchase. So we went to with the fifth best,
okay.
which was Up. Aww. As voted by our kids in our after-school program.
I love that. So where do we go to see this?
It is at Community Maritime Park. It is behind Wahoo Stadium and Hunter mm-hmm. Amphitheater.
Okay, yeah, and exactly where that is.
And I actually just learned today that Wahoo Stadium is having an open house at their event that you know, midday.
Uh-huh.
And so if you want to, once that event ends at 5, stay at the park and then go around to our you know, games at 6 o'clock.
Oh, that's so cool.
You'll be able to just hang around and go and have more fun behind the Wahoo Stadium.
And that's all happening this Saturday.
That's all happening this Saturday.
Excellent. Okay. Well, the movie Up is a great family movie. And you can bring everything you need with you, right?
Yes. We just asked not to bring your pets and not to bring any glass containers.
Okay. But you can bring what was the thing you were telling me about last time? It was a floatable chair or something?
Yeah, the ultimate Movies in the Park setup would be an inflatable floaty
yes.
that you would find at any regular pool.
I thought that was hilarious. That's a great choice.
If there are any ants around, it keeps them off of
yeah.
you. It raises you, and it makes the ground soft. So
probably
why not?
Cool. Probably feels
absolutely.
Cool too. Yeah. Okay. So you can bring that in a cooler. Maybe bring a little. And then if you're on a date, maybe a little romantic candlelight dinner.
Oh my gosh, that'd be
to watch
so
a movie,
great.
Dinner and a movie, maybe. Out
Last
there.
Year, I remember I did see a date happen out there.
Yeah.
They played board games while they were waiting for the event to
That's
start.
Perfect.
And it was so sweet.
That's perfect.
Yes.
And it is a nighttime thing, so the movie starts right around sunset.
At sunset, yes.
So it'll be a little cooler.
8:15 to 8:20 is when the game, the movie,
the movie, yes.
will officially start.
And you get a nice breeze over there too, off
it's
the water, so it's
you
very
know,
comfortable.
I was talking to one of our sponsors, and they mentioned how they were going to bring a fan, and I was like, "No, you're not going to need that. That's just extra weight." We have such a great breeze coming off of the bay right
nice.
There. It is incredible, and even if it's hot. 100 degrees like today, up to 110, it doesn't quite feel like that.
Right, when
over
you're
on that
water,
bay.
Sure.
So that's such a great spot to have it.
So that one's this Saturday, and then the replay is August 15th.
Yes.
The reschedule. Now, what movie is that?
That's Zootopia 2.
Oh, so that's a fun one, too.
Essentially, we just moved the July 18th
gotcha.
Event to the August 15th. So now we'll be seeing you this weekend and in 2 weeks at Community Maritime Park behind Wahoo Stadium.
Excellent. So where can I go again if I wanted to get the information on all of this?
Just remember playpensacola.com. It's very easy to remember. Playpensacola.com. That actually links directly to the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation website.
Perfect.
And then there you can find out all the information about our programs, our special events, and any other information you might be able to find, including our playbook.
Yes, I'm holding it in my hands, my hot little hands, and it's the spring and summer catalog, basically, the playbook, and you can pick it up at any of the resource centers, right?
Yes, it's available at all 10 of our resource centers, but keep in mind, just because it might not be fall when you're listening to this,
mm-hmm.
or it might be fall when you're listening
mm-hmm.
to this, doesn't mean these programs end. Most of these programs are year-round.
That's right.
So even
That's
if
right.
you do see an older version of the playbook, please pick it up and check it out, because those programs more than likely will still be going on.
Well, there's so much happening, and I'm just kind of flipping through it now. I mean, if you have not had a chance to look through the playbook or go to the website, seriously, classes for everyone of all ages, things for the kids, they've got classes. I'm noticing one of the things is for the senior games
mm-hmm.
coming up, and that's in September.
Yes.
So there's definitely things here that will take you through the fall.
Absolutely.
That you can find in classes. And I mean, let's talk about just some of the classes you have. The variety. I know you have Tai Chi,
okay,
dance.
So let's start with seniors, because
okay.
that's easiest for me to immediately think about our programming. So they do have Tai Chi.
Uh-huh.
They have an actual instructor come in and teach Tai Chi to our seniors, and they love it. We have seniors that come back every single week for the same class.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mahjong at the Senior Center. And in fact, at Bayview Senior Center, it got so big, it's been expanded to Gold Point Resource Center.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yes.
Well, it is really popular. That's all I'm hearing about now is Mahjong.
It's so popular. Yeah. And it's not the Mahjong you think you know on your computer. That's what I was told. Now, granted, I haven't played it yet.
Okay.
But I was told it's not the Mahjong you think you know.
Okay.
So that might make it even more fun. And while we're talking about games, I wanted to mention the Mexican trained domino girls. They are incredible women.
Wait a minute, back up. The Mexican trained domino girls? What is that all about?
It should be a formal name for them, but they're a group of about 7 to 8 ladies at Bayview Senior Center. And I had the pleasure of actually playing them and learning how to play last year.
It
is still attend, and they still go and play this game for 1 to 3 hours every week.
Oh my God, that's a hoot.
It is so much fun, and they are so much fun. Speaking of more senior activities, we also have our music jam sessions.
That's kind of interesting.
It's so much fun. So people from all around come into Bayview Senior Center and Gold Point Resource Center. They have both locations.
Right.
They bring the musical instruments and they just have a jam out session. And they all play similar music. And it's all music that pretty much anyone would know or can kind of jump in if they have minor education music.
That is awesome. And where is that one? Cool. Where does that happen?
Two locations, Bayview Senior Center.
Okay.
I believe that's on Fridays at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And then Gold Point Resource Center. You would have to contact Gold Point to see when theirs is.
Okay.
Or check the playbook.
Because
I believe it's in there as well.
Excellent.
But those are just... gives you an example of the variety of programming that we have for our seniors. Now, for adults, we do have adult athletics and adult leagues through Exchange Park. We've got kickball, softball, and those are co-ed.
Mm-hmm.
We do have senior games as well through Exchange Park. So if you want to play senior softball, I believe it is, they do have a team there.
That's so wild. I'd like to just come out and watch that.
It's amazing. And then we do have, like I said, the adult leagues there, kickball and softball.
Nice.
So it is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we've got our youth programming.
Right.
Which, obviously, we have our summer camps and after-school programs. We do have more than that. So, for example, when Fricker was, around, we had a crochet group that met there. We have the Girl Scouts uses a few of our locations as well to meet. So it just really depends on what resource center you wanted to get involved in.
Right.
And then, go to that resource center and see what's going on.
So Brittany, when can you sign up for all these things? How do you go about doing that? So let's say maybe you've been busy with the kids this summer doing family vacation and stuff like that, but school's right around the corner. So I'm guessing that the after-school programs continue throughout the year. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so
if I was interested, how would I find out about it and where would you sign up?
So for most programs, we can sign up online. We do have a very easy to use online registration software, but for after school and summer camp specifically, we do ask for you to contact your center directly. So those centers are Woodland Heights and the Cobb Resource Center and then Gold Point.
Okay.
So right now, Fricker's under renovation. We're very excited to
see
that.
A lot of news about that. I can't wait to see that.
It's going to be so, so epic when it opens. We're so excited. But for those centers, again, we've got Cobb, Gold Point, and then Woodland Heights for those after-school locations.
Okay.
And then everything here is available, especially that after-school section on our website is playpensacola.com.
Mm-hmm.
There you can download the application. You can see how you can qualify for free after-school care, which we are being able to grant to up to 175 applicants.
That's great.
To our partnership with the Scambia Children's Trust.
That's great.
It is really great that we're able to keep helping these kids attend this after-school sessions.
That's excellent. We were talking with Brittany Hughes. She's with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Recreation Department about so many opportunities available. So if you've just joined us, you got a big opportunity this Saturday. You want to recap what's happening Saturday?
This Saturday, we've got movies in the park at Community Maritime Park behind Wahoo Stadium and Hunter Amphitheater. And so this movies in the park, it is actually Hancock Whitney Movies in the Park. I should correct myself.
Yes,
thank
that's
you.
Right.
They deserve all the recognition because they have helped us so mm-hmm. much putting this together. So Hancock Whitney Bank Movies in the Park, presented by Hill Kelly Dosh, is this Saturday at Community Maritime Park behind Wahoo Stadium from 6 to 8. And then the movie starts at sunset, which is about 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
So from 6 to 8, that's where you're going to find the water slides for free, free face painting,
everything's
free parking.
Free.
And then we've got concessions as well mm-hmm. on site.
Mm-hmm.
The concessions are not free, but we have been pretty picky on who we're
I see. Okay.
To keep that cost down.
That works.
And then, of course, the movie, which is up this Saturday.
Up. UP.
UP. we're going to fly away with some balloons at sunset on Saturday with the movie Up.
Okay. I've got a great question from one of our listeners. Wants to know, can Santa Rosa County residents participate in these activities?
Yes.
Okay.
So for most of our programs, we have two prices. We have city resident prices, and mm-hmm. then we have non-resident prices.
Uh-huh.
And that's where that would come in. Usually it's about $10 or $15 more, mm-hmm. depending on the activity. Sometimes it could be $5 more.
Okay.
Just depends on where the activity is held and who's hosting it.
But like Saturday night is free.
Saturday
night
is completely free, and we have people from Tennessee coming in.
Really?
I don't know. But if we did, it would be completely free for them, so it means it would be completely free for
there
Santa
you
Rosa.
Go. No, that's perfect. That's great. So that's a great activity coming up on Saturday. And I just want to mention, we're talking about great activities. Tonight we have Bands on the Beach, which
yes.
is sponsored by Santa Rosa Island Authority. And tonight they have vinyl. Let me double check on the band's name really quick here. Vinyl Revival. So they do 70s and 80s rock, and it should be a lot of fun. So if you get a chance to come out there from 5 to 7, from starting at 7 o'clock, and it's free, again, take a picnic basket and a cooler and go out there. So you can do that tonight
mm-hmm.
and then do the same thing. Just pack up that cooler again on Saturday to head out to the movie night.
Yes.
Which would be absolutely. A lot of fun.
Yes.
There's so much to do in Pensacola.
There's so much, and there's always activities going on. So if you happen to look on Facebook for this activity, our Movies in the Park is going to be on Facebook.
Oh,
or
so
it is already.
So where do I look for City of Pensacola, like Parks and Recreation on Facebook?
On Facebook, search Movies in the Park.
Oh, Movies in the Park.
Yes.
You have a page just for that.
We have an event posted just for that. Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
And then if you can't seem to find it, find Pensacola Parks and Recreation's page, which
okay.
is at Pensacola Parks and Rec. And then we have it posted on there. You can
okay.
look at our posted events there.
So Movies in the Park is going to be then this Saturday, and then the sort of rescheduled one is coming up when again?
In 2 weeks, and that's going to be August 15th.
Okay, so again, with the free water slides from 6 to 8, you got face painting,
mm-hmm.
stagecraft, all kinds of stuff for the kids.
All kinds of stuff,
for
yes.
the adults. This sounds like a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. We had about 800 people attend on
wow.
May 30th, and we had over 1,000 people attend on June
13th. Wow.
And
well,
we expected around that amount, that
mm-hmm.
number, on July 18th. So unfortunately, that did have to get rescheduled.
You'll have plenty this weekend, I'm sure.
I feel like we will, especially yeah. being that we don't have to share the day with the Blue Angels, because all the glory goes to them.
Right.
They are so incredible.
And amazing show.
Yes, it was such an amazing show, and it was so cool. I was out at Hunter Amphitheater, and I was able to watch them across the bay
wow.
for a few minutes.
Wow.
So it was very cool.
Well, and something to remember, too, is that when you hear about a lot of people, you kind of go, uh-oh, what about parking? Well, here's the good news. The Hunter Amphitheater is right next to Blue Wahoo Stadium, which has a ton of parking right there within walking distance for you, and that too is free.
Absolutely.
So that makes a big difference too. Brittany, are you busy this summer?
A little bit. I think I can put a few more things on my plate though.
Oh,
we'll
my
see.
Goodness, girl. There's so much to. We haven't even touched on all the things that are in the playbook. I mean, just real quick, can you just rattle off a bunch of things we haven't mentioned? We've got trips, right? Canoeing, kayaking.
All right.
We've got
so,
all kinds of, I mean,
so
come on.
It's all in our playbook, which is available online or at any of our resource centers. Pick it up. It's our biannual magazine that we publish. We're actually working on the next one right now. And so we have got over 200 activities for youth,
Phew.
Adults, and seniors all throughout the year. And all of that information you can find in the playbook or online at playpensacola.com.
You are so good at what you do.
You are too, Meg.
Brittany, thanks for coming in. Looking forward to Saturday night movies in the park. So much for what you're doing for our community to keep us all busy this summer and cool.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you. This is Pep Talk. We will be back in just a few minutes. on News Radio 92.3.